All right, Kendrick dropped his new album. What's it called? Mr. Morale.
I think so.
The Big Steppers. Is that what it's called? Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. All right, so this is this is of the culture. Huge drop. How do you guys feel about this project, man?
I'm gonna be real with you. So I ain't really like a Kendrick fan. I know he's a legend. It ain't that I don't like him, but I only listened because Kodak was on there twice. I'm gonna be real. That was the first song I listened to.
Kodak was on there probably like 5-6 times.
Somebody
like,
said that. I couldn't
look, but he didn't rap on all of it. He had like little interlude.
I heard one of the interludes. Somebody said that 5 times. I didn't listen to the whole thing and like catch it though.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it's a classic. I heard all Kendrick albums is a classic. I'll probably get into it, listen to it one good time, but I like, there's a lot of Kendrick songs I like, but I can't just sit there and just listen to a Kendrick album, as crazy as it sounds. I can listen to a J. Cole album, but Kendrick, I don't know.
Nah, man, hey, you like what you like. You ain't got to apologize to nobody, because I like Kendrick. I originally started off when I first heard Kendrick. The first time I ever heard him, he was still going by K-Dot. And I think that it was a mixtape.
So you got him early.
Oh, yeah. But how we found him. Somebody sent him to me. I was still doing my old show back in the day called Yeah Right Radio. And he had somebody was like, this guy's next, he's the best, blah blah blah. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever, it is what it is. So when they presented it to me, I was like, let me see what you got here. Overly Dedicated. Yeah, that was 2010. Absolutely. I remember that now. Yeah, 2010. And I was like, nah, get my man up out of here. I'm not feeling this. He just rapping to be rapping, just blah blah blah. I wasn't feeling it like that. I just didn't dig the project at the time. And then I came back around a year later when he dropped Section 80. Section 80, I was like, wait a minute. Now this is something. It resonated with me totally different. And then after Section 80, he dropped, Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly, Damn, and then the latest project. So I've been a fan of Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly, and Damn. I think 3 of the 4 are classics. I think Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City, and To Pimp a Butterfly are classic albums. Which is amazing for an artist to have 3 classic albums. Damn was good. I wouldn't consider it classic. And then when we got to this Mr. Morale and the High Steppers thing, I was very excited for it. I'm going to keep it a style. I don't like this album.
It's funny though. I can listen to the other albums you mentioned. That To Pimp a Butterfly, that came out when I was in college. Like, that was the one that had like swimming pools and the I Am a Sinner song, right?
Good Kid, Mad City.
See, I can listen to that album. Kendrick did his shit on that album.
This new joint, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It sounds like it's produced on pots and pans. A little too much bongo for me. Hold on, you muted. Thank you. Oh, there you go. I'm not feeling it. I'm gonna be honest with you. And a lot of what I've been getting is people go, oh, Kendrick talking that shit. I'm like, well, that's what he does. He's never not going to talk that shit. But I think he also talked that shit on music I just wanted to listen to. I don't really care to listen to this music. It just... What's up, baby? It just ain't resonating with me sonically. And that's my thing. When it comes to music, you got to hit my ears first. I think as like slam poetry, this is amazing. I could see the pictures he's painting. But when it comes to music, music is rhythm. Music is melody. Music is bobbing your head to the beat, you know, swaying back and forth to the groove. I don't get that on this. You muted again, Meezy.
No, I know I'm muted.
Yeah, like I haven't had a chance to really listen to it yet. I always got people around me, so I ain't had that chance yet. But I feel like a lot of times people are so quick to either call it an instant classic or be quick to like, okay, different, like Laren, you explaining yourself. Other times other people will just almost listen to it with the expectation of not liking it because they just want to be contrarian. But like, were you like, hey, I want to like it. Shoot, Vula Slam Poetry is dope. Like, that's me. That's the best. That's the best, like, honest explanation I've heard. You know, for me, I'm gonna listen to it. And I just think with artists, man, when you're that talented, you look at every artist, they eventually get outside their box a little bit. Yeah. And that's just how the game works. Like, it's hard to just, you know, just do what people expect. But, you know, hey, you know, it, I'm sure that people are going to have their opinion, but I mean, it's just, that's probably just where he's at right now with his music, whether you like it or not, but you probably have enough people who will appreciate it. And even you saying you appreciate it, you appreciate the content.
Absolutely.
It's just not something you probably going to play if you in the car for 30 minutes and you got to go somewhere.
That's what it is. And that's what, like, typically the a Kendrick project for me, I can usually be like, all right, I'm going to turn this music on and I'm going to just zone out to what we're talking about, right? Which usually Kendrick's bigger messages tend to be the condition of Black people in America. So, of course, as a Black man in America, I can relate to this. I'm like, all right, cool. So that's still what we got going on this album. He's shaming some of the ignorance that we've applauded, you know, game banging and, you know, what we call culture that has been detrimental to us as a people. That I absolutely dig. The message is beautiful, powerful, but that's what he does. My problem is sonically, I'm just like, bro, I don't want to listen to this. It doesn't have the beats and melodies that
there's no melody you want to come back to it,
right? Because you can do that. Because that's the thing. J. Cole's done that too. J. Cole's always talked about us as a people, our condition in America. He's going to get on that. He's going to call this stuff corny because he too has lost homies. Right? Uh-huh. Like, so he too can speak to, man, you know, it's really corny. I love that dude. That was a good dude. And he died in the streets of Fayetteville on street shit, on what we consider, oh, this is the culture. This is the standard of living. So to me, I go, yeah, do that, but just put it on a beat I want to hear. That's all. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to come back to this project eventually, but it won't be anytime soon. I'll probably revisit this project in like 6 months. Yeah. Give me like 6 months to just listen to it separately, and maybe it'll grow on me more, but I doubt it. Some people compared it to Pimp a Butterfly. Didn't feel that way to me because a lot of what I got on To Pimp a Butterfly was a lot of 70s funk, and I loved it immediately. I love that 70s funk, that P-funk, that Parliament sound, that Bootsy Collins sound, P-funk, that bass guitar, the boom, 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 boom. I mean, the very first track, you know, came out with that rhythm and bass that I just really dug. This album doesn't do that for me currently.
Yeah, I listened to like 5 songs. I'm gonna end up listening to it sooner or later because it's like what, 11, 12 songs in there, right? I think I'm
about to it's 18 music. Songs. I think technically it's kind of like a two-disc album where he does like 9 on one and 9 on the other.
I had no clue it was like that because the one I was listening to had the 9.
Yeah, songs. Yeah. Technically, I think the way they're trying to package it is a double album.
Okay.
The total playtime for it is 1 hour and 18 minutes.
Yeah,
there's definitely some stuff I enjoyed off of the album.
The songs I heard, like you said, the melody, it was just, I was like, dang, can you just sit here in the car and just like slide this? Like I said, right. I'm not a big Kendrick fan, but his old shit, I could still like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I don't like him. Like I know he flow, I know he slide and everything, but this one, it just sounded
where do I play it?
Yeah.
Where do I digest this album? What is this album?
You gotta be in the mood to hear that album. Like I don't know how to explain that. That album.
It's different, man. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not.
Somebody say it had like Negro spiritual beats.
I agree.
That's what it sounded like. That's the word I was trying to find when to say that.
I agree.
Yeah, it sounded like some roots album.
We'll see how it continues to grow. But I'll tell you this much. Don't pencil me in as ignorant, dumb, not, you know, I'm not a hater. I've been enjoying Kendrick's music for quite some time. But when it comes to music, I still want to hear good music that resonates with me sonically. The message is always the message. There's a lot of people out there putting the message out. What separates Kendrick from a lot of those guys is his ability to give you that message on top of dope music. That's the difference. A lot of guys, I mean, there's plenty of people that are putting the message out, but how does it sound? Do I want to listen to it? So,
how old is Kendrick?
Kendrick is like 33, 34. Yeah, he's still, you know, he's about your age, actually. Yeah, he's about 33, 34. Young dude. Hey, I love Kendrick, man.
Yeah,
I think he's a tremendous individual. The particular project isn't resonating with me at this point. Maybe in 6 months, I'm going to feel different.
Which is okay, because like you say, he's 3 for 3. I mean, them 3 or 4 albums he dropped was like legendary, you know what I'm saying? So, right. And it's not like this album's bad, it's just not what, I don't think it's what, I saw on Twitter a lot of people was talking about it, like high on it, but I think that's because of the high, maybe.
Well, they've been waiting, it's been 4 years.
So it's a high so they
had. A little
had,
bit but, anticipation high, right, yeah, and then it's,
you wait a you long know,
if
time.
You like the guy.
And it's
which I do, but see, I'm a huge Wale fan, and I'll tell you right now that last project Wale dropped, not for me, not at all, bro. I listened to that album.
Nobody talking about that.
It wasn't good. It was not a good project. So I may have listened to that album twice, and I haven't been back. And you're talking to a guy that loves Wale.
Man, that's how it goes.
That trust my opinion because I don't care how much I care for an artist. If the album ain't that for me, then it just ain't. Like a perfect example is Jay-Z, 444. I think it's a lot of good messaging in that album. But at the end of the day, when I want to go listen to some Jay, 444 is not at the top of my list.
It's the art form of it. It's the musical art form that's a part of your critique. Like for me, as much as I can analyze sports, I can't analyze music with the same ear. So for me, all I can do is defer to people like you who have more of a music sound, probably played an instrument or something like that, or been in a choir, something like that. To where I just tell some people like, you just got to understand music. People gonna have a different opinion than that's my guy. I gotta like it, and I don't think in 48 hours you should be making think pieces of albums yet. A lot of the albums don't.
No, that's like real, Maul. That's real.
These think pieces is out there though.
They out there, man.
In support and against already.
And that's the clout chasing I be talking about, where I just be like, come on, man. Like, you're making it too deep. It's not gross. That deep.
It's like, gross.
It's terrible. That's why it's like.
Like, dog, what are you talking about? Like, everybody wants to jump on that wave. And I'm like, really? This shit just dropped. And I got to look at your think piece. No, I don't. Your think piece is trash, is whack. You can't have a true think piece that quick. You need to take some time to digest what you what you have consumed and really decide what's what. But people want to jump to the forefront and make these quote unquote think pieces. But
you think it don't hit my ears every album though? Like, I think some albums you can listen to and be like, all right, this shit is a classic.
I think everything you need three good listens in three different environments.
I was trying to think of an album like
really
that.
Take it in. I mean, it's easy to look back and be like, well, I knew out from the second I heard this album, it was great. But you need to give yourself time to listen to it, like, and listen.
I'm gonna
to
be
it
real. That's facts, Mal. Because I'm gonna be real. That Future album that just dropped. So like, I love me some Future, right? And I was like anticipating it, and so when it dropped, like the first 2 days, I was like, oh yeah, this shit hard. This shit hard. That shit dropped like 3 weeks ago. I ain't even go back and listen to it yet. After them first two days, I haven't even gone back and listened to it. And I was like, right. It really wasn't that hard. I was just anticipating.
I think it's some mid. I think
that it is essentially.
It's some good songs on there. There's some things that will capture different audiences from him for him. And mid ain't bad. That's the other thing. If people act like mid is bad, I'm like, mid ain't bad. Mid smoke pretty good. is it going to take you to Pluto? No. It's not bad.
You'll get where you need to go.
But you can get a decent buzz and feel like, this is right here. So yeah, we'll come back to this Kendrick album. Actually, I want
especially when X come back, because I know X going
X loved it. He definitely. I saw that he spoke on it in some other groups. I saw he loved it. I didn't. So yeah, we're gonna see where this thing sits in 6 months, man. And see how we all feel about it as a collective. I may like it more again. I don't think so, but hey, we'll see. But anyways, man, let's get into this docket a little bit.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to another edition of 26 Degrees. I am your host, the guy that you ought to know from somewhere out in these streets. You should call me Uncle. It's your boy Larry here every week as we have since we started this thing. I'm here, man, and I got my boy with me. Miggity Meezy. Meezy, say what's up to the people.
Man, what's up, world? Another episode, per usual, man. Chopping it up. We about 42 minutes in, just doing the intro. We just on here cooling, man. You know what I'm saying? It's lovely Saturday, man. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to the listeners, man. Keep listening. You know what I'm saying? Greatest. Giving them stars. We here with the...
Yeah, please give us those stars, man.
Right, please, X not with us today. Stars, but,
here today. We got
producer of the year.
Take a little PTO today. No problem at all. But we do have our guy, Kamal. Kamal, what's up?
What up, y'all? Come on.
And baby.
She as soon as we about to show, she gave me that grunt. So y'all know what that means.
Baby be on the show, man. It's element, it's texture.
Hey, Larian, when you said call me uncle, bruh, I thought of that. What was it, yesterday? You posted that story on Instagram. I was in class.
Oh, yeah.
That man said, tell your mama, come to the door.
yeah, 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 That's old head shit.
You know all you was missing was with a plate.
Oh, man. Tell your mama to come to the duck. Old so head funny. Won't get out of that car now. He'll lean. He'll put that right. arm up on that window. You know, so that's old head game. Tell, man. Tell your mama to come to the duck, man. And we both fronting trying to see who's going to get up. But yeah, man. You know, I had the fresh beard line up, so I was feeling the way.
Yeah, I was like, that boy's showing his ass today. I seen that.
Yes, sir. First time in a while. Actually, that was the first time I got my barber to do it since I shaved my beard off. Because he was like, man, where the hell you been at? You know, you been low, ain't you? I said, yeah, dog. I shaved it off because I was just sick of dealing with the
I remember you shaved it off. Your beard grows so damn fast.
because we was dealing with the mask, and then like literally I shaved my beard, and like 2 weeks later my job said we ain't gotta wear a mask no more. I'm like, oh, well, so that's why I hadn't seen him in a minute. But yeah, that was my first time to go get, you know, my man to line me up, clean me up, round it off nice and smooth.
Yeah,
so I was like, yeah, get your mama, man, tell her come to the door real quick, you know what I mean? And that's love, little man, love me. You know what I mean? Like your mom's, but you know, what you need for school, bro? A little toy here and there. You do that for the kids, man. So that was the bag I was in. But yeah, man, we back again every week as usual. We're adjusting a little bit with the off season. Obviously, there's going to be less news. But we're still going to try to come to you guys every week. I really don't see a reason why we cannot. We may try to ramp it up with some interviews. I'm looking forward to trying to pull some of that off for you guys. So be patient with me a little bit, trying to arrange a couple of things that'll help, during this downtime. But there's always something to talk about when it comes to football. So we're here, we're back. And I mean, you know, also out of the three major sports, the Canes are kicking ass in baseball as well. So we want to acknowledge them as well, man. The Canes are like, I think
we're in the top five. I think
five, six. I think we're five or six. Hold on, I'll look at it right now.
I think we had lost. We was five. I think we dropped three straight. I
think we're six right now. But I don't. Let me make sure I speak appropriately. I don't want to just say stuff. You know
what's funny about them baseball rankings? There's never really like a. You don't get like your like college football, college basketball, like your ESPN or like AP top 25 polls. It's usually by like some websites people don't really know about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, all you want to do is be at the top half of things so that, you know, you can get a favorable
matchup and
assignment. Yeah, a favorable assignment when it comes to the College Baseball World Series. So, you know, I get that. But the team's doing their thing.
You follow college baseball, Larry?
No, just Miami. I ain't going to lie to you. I follow regular baseball as much as I can. But generally speaking, yeah, I don't mean.
I follow it. It's hard to, though.
It is. It's hard for regular baseball.
Yeah, they're not on college baseball. I was saying that it's not on TV for real,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You don't get news about it. So college baseball is one of them things. I feel like you have to have a school because like you just can't casually watch it because it's until College World Series. I think a lot more people maybe watch it, but yeah, I follow college baseball. I like how I see like your Cal State Fullertons, who's like an elite college baseball program nobody hears about. I like seeing teams win like that, yeah.
Great program.
Barry Bonds went there, matter of fact.
Right now, as we're recording today, we're number six. We're playing Florida State right now, I think is our current series. They're number 21. Yeah, we're 36-12. Florida State 30-17.
Great record in baseball.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's been fun, man. That's been fun watching because I've definitely got more back into baseball over the last couple of years. Wasn't really as heavy in on it as I was when I was younger, but my friends are huge baseball fans, So they got me, you know, they dragged me back into it. So yeah, we got that going on right now. So, you know, shout out to Canes, man. Canes doing their thing. You know, they're gonna land in a favorable position when it comes to the College World Series, it appears, unless they totally go down the tank. But I don't foresee that.
Yeah, hopefully we got a good team.
Yeah, I think we got it together, man, at the right time. Number six in the country is not bad at all. So
yeah, being able to host that a super region is big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Instead of you traveling to like Gainesville or somewhere else with you the one hosting it, you know, they should be fine this year. This day year to
hopefully we bring that fifth title home, man. A lot of people don't peep. Miami got four national championships in baseball.
Know that.
Yeah, and they won the same year football did in 2001. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So how you been, man? How you been, man? You know, since we last convened. This show will be dropping on a Monday like last show did drop on Monday. How you been, brother?
Man, I've been cooling, man. Same old, same old. Waking up trying to make every day as good as possible, man. School's winding down. We got like 5 more weeks till I go on summer break, which I can't wait for. I'm gonna hit Tampa and stuff a couple weeks, chill with my dogs and everything, chill with the fam. But yeah, I've been cooling, man. I can't complain. Cool. No, I ain't doing no summer school. They asked. He just sent out a email talking about can people do it. They paying good for it, but I'm like, man, I ain't trying to go back into school.
You good?
Yeah, I'm straight off that. I'm straight. I can't. I ain't going in there till them kids come back in.
I feel you.
Yeah, I've been cool, man. What about you, my boy?
Chilling, man. Really on some low key type deal. You know, like I haven't really been. I haven't been doing too much, man. A lot of around the house stuff. Not really been out in these streets too much. Chilling a little bit. You know, I go out a little bit and go see my people and say, hey, you know, have a drink or two with them. And then I've been vibing out otherwise. So since the last time we spoke, nothing spectacular, man. Just getting to the money, going to work. Same old same, man. Nothing particularly too exciting. Just waiting on, you know, my favorite sport to come back and watching, you know, enjoying basketball. I do think basketball playoffs for the NBA has been fairly interesting. Not the most interesting, but funner than I anticipated. I think, you know, like you got to look at a series like Dallas and Phoenix. And I'm like, man, Dallas might take this thing. You know, as much as I like Phoenix.
What would make it more interesting when you said you don't find it interesting?
Previously,
you felt like it'll be these the same teams you see now. You think
right. Here? Okay. And exactly. It's exactly right. I'm going to give you that. I'm a guy that fell off the NBA. And the reason I did was I could tell you the top four teams without watching any ball. That's right. That's not good for the sport. And I wasn't wrong. I was not wrong. I could give you your top four teams. Well, if I could do that without even really watching the game, that's not good for your sport.
You can tell. I ain't never think of it like that.
It's too predictable.
You already know who the top five players is.
Right. It's just like,
yeah, I guess
I know what's going to happen. That's what I love about the NFL. Is there's way more parity. Probably the most lopsided we've seen has been New England, right? But they still don't win every year. But in general, I think it's way tougher to call out who's going to be king of the mountain. I mean, my Niners are right there. We started off horribly. I think we're a good team. But we started off horribly. We fought back, and we were right there at the end with a chance to win it all. We lost to the Rams after we beat them, I think, 6 in a row.
That was AFC Championship game, wasn't it?
NFC Championship.
NFC, I'm tripping.
I think we beat them 6 in a row. I could be wrong.
So y'all did 6 in a row? 5 or 6, definitely.
Obviously, yeah. We had a good little streak. So I knew we kind of were going to lose that game because it was like – eventually the streak is going to break. They were, but again, way more exciting.
And it's funny you say that, man, because that's the reason why I'm enjoying these NBA playoffs is that predictability's gone. And yep. I think that because the LeBron not being in and Brooklyn getting swept, I think it's forcing people to watch the game because yeah. I get my mind gets blown where analysts still can't explain the Miami Heat. And I'm like, they're well coached. They have a system in place. And you guys don't realize that Jimmy Butler can he steps his game up in the playoffs. Like, how many more times does he have to show you that? To where you just got to be like when the playoffs started, I heard Jay Williams, well, I don't know who from Miami is going to be able to close. And it's like, the man scored 40-point triple-double in the finals.
Man, I saw your tweet the other day. Jimmy Butler's not a superstar.
In the playoffs, he's a superstar. He could in the playoffs.
Sometimes, but he's not. A superstar is every playoff. Jimmy Butler ain't. And I love Jimmy Butler.
Is James Harden a superstar?
No,
before these playoffs, was James Harden a superstar?
James Harden was a superstar 3 years ago. I don't think he's been a superstar since then.
He hasn't been a superstar since he started shuffling teams too much.
Was there anything about his playoff resume that made him a superstar, whether because of what he did in the regular season?
No.
But besides the
bubble, because that counted. But it's not like Jimmy Butler,
last 4 years, he brought Minnesota to the playoffs that first time. He goes to Philadelphia. They were a jump shot away from beating Toronto if Kawhi's shot doesn't drop. And then he goes to Miami. They're going to be in two Eastern Conference Finals in 3 years. Now, if you look at his regular season stats, yeah, I can't say he's a superstar. But when the playoffs are on.
So you're just talking about just playoffs, not like as a person.
That's money time. Like, that's where it matters. Who cares if you're great in the regular season if you don't show up in the playoffs? Like
Jimmy fits in that weird category of.
He's like in the middle. Like he's
he
like
does right there, everything like, well.
Right, you know he's not. I mean? He's not naturally gifted,
but he does a little bit of everything well. He scores well. He defends well.
He distributes.
He distributes well. Whatever he does, everything well. Not necessarily outstanding, but he does everything very well.
Jimmy can get you 35 in the playoffs, but like if you ask him as a coach, like you need to be like, okay, Jimmy, I need 35 two straight. I need 35. I don't know if he's that kind of talent. But he can get it. He can get it when it's not. I don't want to say when it's not needed, but he's
been doing it in the last couple of playoffs.
Well, against the Sixers, I get that. I know why he was. You know, what I'm saying he had like a vendetta against some boys, but I don't know, man. I just don't. He's a great player. He's a very, very, very good player, but. Playoff superstar, man, I don't know.
And it goes back to that point where I say that people have a biased mind when they watch basketball. Like, when people were so impressed that Boston beat Brooklyn, I'm like, why? Ben Simmons, and Brooklyn offered no resistance on defense. So, of course, Boston won.
And they almost lost to Atlanta, came back and almost tried to beat them in a play-in game.
Right. So, I mean, at the end of the day, When I look at the playoffs this year and what's going on is it's just you have teams with structure at the top are the teams doing well. Warriors, Boston, Miami, yeah. Milwaukee, that consistency and those teams that are built right. You gotta have some dogs. That's what Joel said. Joel's like, man, I want a PJ Tucker on my team. I wish I had a guy like that. So all that stuff matters, man. But yeah, I think Miami's gonna do really good.
Nah, Miami's that gas, man. Let's get into what's going on around Hurricanes football, man. Fairly quiet in general. We don't have a lot going on. You know, we're dealing with the off season. Coaches are out on the trail, but they're out there working. We got a lot of offers out. Several 23s, a lot of 24 and 25s out there as well. I I don't focus too much on, you know, 24s and 25s, but we did get some good offers out to some of these kids in the 23 class. Four-star guys. These guys are, you know, big game honey. They're not trying to get.
They say they're going to cast a wide net, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, when they go, oh, you got locked down South Florida, I think that's the thing. But I also think to get there, the better path is start doing what you should be doing. We should be winning the Coastal regardless, because it's just not that tough.
Right.
So I think the coaching staff understands that, and they're just trying to gather the talent that can get them there. So, you know, they've cast a wide net and try to bring in guys from different regions to help build the program back up to where they wanted to be. And I think eventually you'll get that South Florida lockdown. We had a recent guy visit us, Jalen Robinson. He originally committed to Oklahoma. Then he ended up leaving to go to UCF.
I think he played there like 2 years and then transferred.
Right. Now, the current situation, he is out. He visited Ole Miss, Tennessee, TCU, and then he wound it up with us, Miami. Everything to my understanding is he is still very torn. So, to be honest with you, I got us at a 25% chance.
Yeah, he decides. I'll agree with that percentage. He decides Sunday around 1 p.m. too, by the way. So we'll know tomorrow. Well, today, yeah, recording today, Saturday, but we'll know.
Well, yesterday, yeah. So I feel good when you're dealing with a kid that's a little bit everywhere. You got to like being the last one to make an impression. I like his ability to stretch the field. You know, I don't even necessarily think he comes in and he's our best receiver. I just think he's the best guy to help us stretch the field.
But see, I was wondering too about where he will go. So here he'll have to like fight for playing time. And I'm wondering at Ole Miss, Tennessee, TCU, how's he going to be looked at there? Like, is he going to be, okay, this is going to be like our go-to guy? Because I think if we get him, I don't think he'll be necessarily a go-to guy. Stretch the field like you say and everything, but what would he be at those other schools? And I wonder if he makes a decision based off of that as well.
I think for us, he comes in and he's just, again, that guy that stretches the field.
Is he a top three guy?
Probably, only because what we're looking for to get out of him is a guy that could take the top off the defense. So he could very well be a possible top three. Because what I think we have in Miami, I mentioned it before, I think we have a plethora of possession guys. I think we got guys that pluck the ball on 50-50s that can position themselves well to, you know, snatch that ball away from the defender. What I don't think we have right now is a guy that will just blaze past a defender and beat him by, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards.
I think we have Rashard Smith for that, but we have to see. It's not proven as of yet.
Rashard is my biggest hope. Right. I agree with you there. I think he's our biggest hope.
It's not proven.
I think what they're looking for is something a little more proven that will make them sleep better at night, where they can just say, hey, I think we got something here, and we'll roll with that. That's what we're looking for. Possession-wise, I think we got a lot of great possession receivers, which is one reason I thought a guy like Dazzling Worsham decided to go back home to Alabama and play for Auburn. I think he's good enough for us, absolutely. I just think he's another possession guy for us. So we'll see if, you know, Jalen decides to make a decision to, you know, slide on over to Miami. He's a guy that's got a lot of talent. In 2020, he had 55 receptions for 979 yards and 6 touchdowns. So, I mean, he's a guy that, if he can stay healthy, could be extremely explosive.
He's had some good coaching, too, because his previous coach was who? Lincoln Riley. Then he went to UCF, and he had the coach who's at Tennessee right now, the head coach, who I like a lot, Heupel, I think. And then now, right then, he Josh went to Heupel, right then, Gus Malzahn came in. So he's had coaching from 3 elite offensive minds, in my opinion. So I think it'll be a good addition. I don't think he'll need to be coached up too much. I mean, obviously, because he's like a – he'll have, like, what, 1 year to play, right? Or 2, maybe. I think 2, because he's not a grad transfer. So I think he's
talking about –
he might have 1 or 2.
Jalen Robinson, I think he might have 2.
He's played 3 years. I think it goes back to a, like, I think Larrion said this in the past week. If you transfer and you done played for 3 years, I need your mentality to be you're going to be here for 1. I need it to be a business decision. You ball.
He's 5'9", too, so I don't know if he will be in that category where he could just do 1 and done if he has more than 1 year to play, because he is 5'9". So, I mean, we'll see.
Was he hurt last year, or did he just not play?
He got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt last year.
Okay, because his second year numbers were great.
Right, he got hurt.
Yep, got hurt last year. So outside of that, man, I mean, you got your high school recruiting. Right now, Miami isn't highly ranked in the high school recruiting ranks, but neither is Alabama. So I tend to just not panic about this at all. I think my current staff, they went and came in the last minute and secured the 13th class in the nation. So I tend to not get too excited about any of that because it's so early. It's like, bro, none of what's happening right now really and truly matter. Right now, Miami is 29th in the nation with 5 commits. Last year, we ended up ended up 16th overall.
And no, they include the transfer ranking now, too.
Oh, yeah, I think the one I was looking at was just the class without the transfers.
I think
maybe
was,
I'm
I
not
think it was 15. I think it was 15, 16. But it was 15, 16, too, because we didn't take a lot of players. We only took, like, I forget what, 14, 13?
Yeah, it was like 14, yep, small class. Right.
So to have a top 15 class and you only took 15 players, that's very good to me. Because they do factor in how many commits you have too in those rankings. It's like a point system, a weight system, yeah. So it is early, like you said.
Yeah, right. March, now, I mean, hell, Notre Dame is number 1, Texas Tech is number 2.
And how many commits they have?
Notre Dame has 12. Texas Tech has 5. And Penn State has, what did they got? 12. And that's 1, 2, 3 right now. But, you know, Notre Dame will probably hold on pretty tight if they can keep these guys. Texas Tech is not going to. They got 5 4-stars, 13 3-stars.
I was wondering when we said 5. I'm like, how the hell they number 2?
I see. I didn't pay no attention to that. So,
yeah, they got a couple 4-stars. I went and saw that the other day. There's a coach at Texas Tech who's getting those 4-stars. They got them 5 4-stars. I forget his name, but I'll be looking at stuff like that. Yeah, it's not going to hold regardless, though. So, like you say, it's early, man. What was it? It's May right now.
We're in May.
Yeah, man. So, and a lot of stuff's going to change once games start getting played. You know what I'm saying? So, once games start getting played, we'll see. It's not about where you start, it's about where you finish in recruiting. So, It's gonna be a race to the finish, man. It's early though.
Well, you know, with that being said, what's your concerns for, you know, Mario and the way he may recruit? Or are there any? You know, because early on, we're 29 today as we speak. We're not in that elite ranking of schools. So how do you feel about where Miami stands as a program in the recruiting?
I mean, I don't think Mario really has any flaws recruiting. I think fans want to see just the, like, we hear about how great Mario is recruiting, how elite he is. So we want to start seeing that produce. But like we say, we want to see how we look this year. So is everybody else. I mean, yeah, Mario came to Miami. A lot of recruits are saying they want to see how we look. We want to see how we look. You know what I mean? I don't think we were talking about this yesterday, Larry, on a group thing. I don't think he pressures kids into committing. I never really liked when coaches did that. I feel like trying to force kids to commit, when if something hits the fan, that kid's probably not going to stick with you. You have a better chance of somebody sticking with you, like when they commit to your school, because off just the strength of them. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to start cranking up around summertime. You know what I mean? Just finish spring ball. I think a lot of it's just wait and see how we look. Because we can think one thing now, and then when the season starts, it's a whole other thing. You know what I mean? So that's just the optics of recruiting. Like I said earlier, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So I feel like once we start winning games and everything, everything's going to lay out like it should, in my opinion. What you think, though?
Nah, I mean, my thing is, you look at what Mario did last season, right? He comes in at the very end, and he wraps up a class that ends up in the top 13. Top 20, excuse me, ends up being, like I said, I want to say 24-7 had us at 16.
I'm going to get that. Hold on.
17, I want to say. And that was on very limited time. So with those,
like 3 weeks' time, I think.
You're right. He had a very limited time to try to pull this all together. So my thing is, I don't want to get panicked or excited about early returns. I think that the way Mario will work is going to be more of a long-term fix, not a band-aid on a broken arm. So
I agree with that.
I like the way he's recruiting in general. I think, you know, kind of what Manny said, the June bake sale, it doesn't really matter that. You can sell all of this. Oh, we're going to be this and these kids. And then they see the games being played. And they go, I don't know about that, man. You know, because they play the game. So they know what they don't like. And we'll see how that ultimately sums up. But I'm not particularly upset. I think that got things pretty much how you want them. Pretty much, man. No big beefs. I think Mario's more of a closer. I think he'll do a better job in South Florida. And I also think he understands what I understand. Right now, it's probably a way smarter move to just cast a bigger national net to get the players you need and win with them. And then you can concentrate a little bit more on what's just chilling in your backyard. So that's what I think we've got in a coach like Mario, and I think it'll pay great dividends.
I agree. Like you said, especially with the closer thing. We're just gonna wait and see, man. We know Mario's a great elite recruiter. You know what I mean? So like you said, we can't ask for them. You always say this. We can't ask for him. And then four months in, we questioning him what he doing. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. Right. So I think
that made a lot.
Right, he know what he doing, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and we was behind the eight ball with a lot of these boys too before Mario even came in. So let's not act like all them South Florida boys. We was just like on they top three. Oh, I'm trying to get down to Miami. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, you just gotta. It's gonna be a slow grind, but I strongly believe we're gonna get where we're trying to go, man. Especially with recruiting, we're gonna be all right.
So, real quick before we get out of here, the ACC is looking at changing their schedule to going to a what's the format?
You got like you play three teams every year.
Right. So it'd be 3-5 and what? 2? I think. Personally, I love it. I have no problem with it. It doesn't matter to me because, hey, you play what you got to play to get it done.
You like it better than the format now?
I'm
in, or it just don't matter. Yeah,
it don't matter to me because that means everybody's got the same hill to climb, so it don't matter. It's like, oh, this one got this. Hey, man, you got a break too.
I think everybody gets a break if it's
someone different. Absolutely. So yes.
Yeah. I think it's more about money, trying to get better TV games, stuff like that, instead of Syracuse playing Maryland, or not Maryland, but like, you know, your Wake Forest 1 week, then Virginia the next week, and then, you know what I'm saying? I think it's about money, trying to get the TV rights, but I like it though.
I'll tell you, we talked about it on the roll up. So you give me yours real quick. Who are your three teams that you'd like to have lined up?
I want to say it's kind of like the three we already have. I want to say Florida State, North Carolina, and it's a toss up between Virginia Tech and Clemson. Because to me, as a Miami fan, I feel like Miami and Virginia Tech is kind of like a little rivalry ish. But I would like to play Clemson every year. But Florida State, I'll say Florida State, Clemson, and North Carolina, because North Carolina is on a higher, they're on a better track right now than Virginia Tech. You know what I'm saying? I want to play the best, so we should be good. So I'm not gonna talk scary. So I want to play the best. You know what I mean? If we beat them three teams, and them three teams are good, you know what I'm saying? Then it is what it is. And Miami, good. Those are three I want to play though. Give me the best three in the ACC. I ain't gonna say best three. Florida State in there, but. We got to put Florida State in a rivalry thing. But, yeah, give me them three. Who are your three?
My three. Hold on. My three when it comes to what now?
The three we you will play every year. You will want to see every year.
Oh. I'm sorry.
At that 101.
I've been up since early this morning, too. My three. bro, trust me. I've been up since 2:30 this morning. My three would be, give me Florida State, obviously. Give me UNC. And then my third, give me Pitt. I think Pitt's just good enough, but can also be some annoyance as well. So can't win them all.
I enjoy the Miami Pitt games, now that you say that.
Yeah, I'd take that.
We would have been in the playoffs if it weren't for them 3 years ago. It's always a little exciting game.
Yeah, Pitt's been a thorn in the side.
Especially when we got to go out there, when we got to go out there late when it's cold in the end of the season. So I like those games.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that three, respect. I forgot about Pitt.
I tell you what, man, we ain't gonna hold too much long, man. We getting up out of here, bro. You know, like I said, as news comes out, we'll hit you guys up with anything else we get. right now, it's not a ton of stuff going on, man. Everything right now is a little chill. So we'll see what's coming for in the future. Tomorrow I had to get up out of here. X has some things to take care of. So, you know, basically me and Meezy for this show. But we appreciate y'all tuning in nonetheless. Showing love. Give us love on all of those platforms, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you're listening to us at, man, show love. We appreciate it. And we'll show that love right back. So, you know, hit us up if you want to talk, get on the show, express opinions. We're definitely here for all of that. So, until next time, it's your boys. And this is 26 Degrees.
Peace, y'all.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.